Hello, everyone. My name is Dan Gillespie from Ohio State University. I work in Dr. Sherry Kubota's laboratory. Thank you for sticking around. I know it's been a long session. So in recent years, there's been an increasing demand for locally grown produce and sustainably grown produce. In addition, there's been an increased demand for clean produce that's free of human pathogens as well as free of pesticide residues. So when we grow food in open field production systems, these demands can sometimes be difficult to meet. However, hydroponic leafy green production and controlled environments can combat some of these issues and really meet some of these demands of these new consumer trends. So one of the biggest challenges facing hydroponic crop production is the occurrence of Pythium infections. So Pythium is a root disease that infects plant roots, causes damping off, stem damage, root damage, and can greatly reduce yields. So typically when hydroponic growers encounter a Pythium infection, they will use some type of chemical control option, or they may cease production and disinfect their growing systems. So both of these options can increase labor, increase costs, and reduce the sustainability of these production practices. So what we chose, we wanted to develop a new non-chemical disease management strategy for Pythium infections. And the way we went about this is we wanted to manipulate the root zone environment to negatively affect Pythium growth without negatively affecting plant growth. So we chose to work with basil as our model species for this project. Because of the leafy greens grown hydroponically, basil is particularly susceptible to Pythium infections. So what we wanted to do, or what we found out throughout this project, was that Pythium growth and reproduction is negatively affected at pHs below 5.0. However, we grow our crops hydroponically in a pH range of about 5.5 to 6.5, as nutrient uptake and nutrient availability are typically optimized in this pH range. However, in actuality, many species can actually tolerate a much wider pH range than this 5.5 to 6.5 range. So theoretically, what we thought or what we hypothesized was that if crops can be grown in lower pHs than 5.0, the occurrence of root disease of Pythium should be reduced. So the objective of this study was to determine if growing basil in a lower than conventional pH, or pHs below 5.0, does that affect basil plant growth, first of all? And if it does not, can we reduce Pythium infections at pHs below 5.0? And so what we found out, as you can see from these pictures here, we found that growing basil at a pH of 4.0 can effectively suppress Pythium disease incidence and severity without negatively affecting basil plant growth. So what these results indicate is that growing crops at a low pH is a viable, chemical-free, and sustainable low-cost Pythium disease management strategy for crops that can tolerate continuous exposure to low pHs. So with that, thank you for your attention, and again, thanks for sticking around, everyone.